Today I want to show you a very cool new game called Pirates Love Daisies. You can see I have it running in a web browser here. This is running the latest build of IE9. Pirates Love Daisies, and I love tower defense games. As far as tower defense games go, this is one of the best I've ever played. It's also one of the most difficult I've ever played. You really have to think outside the box to score well at this game. So these bags under my eyes are because I was literally playing it all night long. But as I explained to my wife, I have to. It's my job. So what makes this TD game better than the average? Well, it includes some very nicely animated graphics, a good theme. In the game, you're a pirate who loves daisies, and horrible animals and various kraken are trying to steal them from you. You have to set up strategic defenses to keep the beasts away from your flower garden, or they'll come and steal flowers and try to get them back off of the screen. Very cool. Unlike a lot of tower defense games, you can't just bulk up on cheap towers to win. It really takes some thinking as the levels get progressively harder. So in a lot of tower defense games, the creeps will go from one side of the screen to the other, and that's it. In this one, the creeps will actually try to go over to your flower garden, steal one of your flowers, and make it back to the other side. If you can kill them before they make it back out, it'll drop the flower right there. The next creep will try to pick up the flower from there. So it gives you kind of a second chance if you miss killing a creep on the way in. I'll give you a couple other gameplay tips, though. You get bonuses for faster kills, so building strong towers at the entrance will get you a better score. You get a bonus for saving money. You get a bonus for bringing in the waves faster by clicking the next wave button. And you also have a captain, which if you have $300 in gold, then you can build one of those. You want to use your captain strategically because all the other towers around him will be a little bit stronger. This will give you a chance to bulk up on the amount of power that each of those towers have and help kill things. One of the caveats, though, is you only get one captain, so use him wisely. As difficult as it might be, this is an easy game to sit down and get sucked into. You can tweet your scores or leave your mark on the leaderboard with Facebook or Live ID. What's really different about this game? Check out the right click. Boom! This isn't Flash. This isn't even Silverlight. This is HTML5. The game was made by Grant Skinner and crew at gskinner.com. Grant's mostly known for Flash games. This is his first HTML5 project. They use a canvas tag for the whole game engine, local storage for local scores, audio tag for audio, and they embedded fonts. It's all hosted on Azure. It's really a testament to what can be done with HTML5. Best of all, it's free and it's cross-platform. All you need is a browser that supports HTML5. If you're running IE9, there's a checkbox at the bottom to turn on additional effects. These are things like clouds and drop shadows. If you're running one of the other browsers that runs HTML5, go ahead and turn it on. See how it performs. It wasn't that the game was optimized for IE9, but IE9 is that good that you can turn these effects on, and it doesn't have any noticeable effect on performance. So I encourage you to try it out for yourself. You can try this now at piratesloveDaisies.com.